Blackstone presents Chloe Cates is Missing by Mandy McHugh. This book is read by Eileen Stevens, Jesse Valinsky, Alex Boyles, and Hilary Huber. To Sean, Mackenzie, and Jack, always.
Jennifer. 14 clicks. I stare at the numbers. Surely there's been some mistake. I hit refresh and watch the graph slowly rematerialize on the screen. Nope. No change. The numbers stay the same. We missed our $1,000 bonus by 14 lousy clicks. She. Oot. I say, catching the cuss on my tongue. I used to swear like a sailor. Words that'd make a pirate blush, Jackson used to tease, but that was before we had kids. Mothers aren't awarded the luxury of profanities, I know, from personal experience. After I had JJ, I tried to make mom friends. I did. The few women I'd stayed friendly with after college were too busy chasing shots or building their careers to even think about kids. They didn't want to spend their free time cooped up with a screaming newborn. I didn't either, until it was my child. With our tenuous ties and shifting priorities, it was easy to drift apart. No friends. Jackson was working overtime to account for our newfound single salary income. I would have rather chewed my arm off than ask my mother for help. I was alone. More than alone. I was becoming a maternal hermit. I'd go days without showering. Ate peanut M&Ms by the handful at 2 a.m. Binge-watched Criminal Minds to distract myself from the agony of mastitis while JJ was cluster-feeding. One particularly stressful morning, JJ wouldn't stop crying. I was so tired. I shaved the same leg twice. I decided I needed to get out. I hadn't seen anyone besides Jackson and the cashier at Target in weeks. People would help, I thought. Connection. Getting out would fix the crater-sized hole in my soul. I dressed JJ in this adorable two-piece set from Gymboree. Blue and white nautical stripes with a smiling cartoon whale wearing a sailor hat, one of my favorites. And we headed to the only place I knew there would be a chance for me to meet a mom friend. The playground. Ever tried having adult conversation at a playground? Small talk is a feat of endurance. I found myself standing near
Sample complete. Ready to continue?